The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Standing on God's word. Standing on God's word. What is eternal life? Eternal life is the nature of God. Jesus says, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." John chapter 1, verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." That seems strange. Read that over again with me. And that's John chapter 1, verse 4. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." And standing on the word of God is our topic. And notice that the life that was in Christ has become the light of civilization. And it has caused the mental development and the creative ability in mankind. That light has become the creative ability of mankind. We have got to learn how to stand in relevant truth. The creative genius, we have to recognize the creative nature of God and take our confidence when it's time to take a stand. And with everything going on in this world now, churches being closed, things happening, can't go out, there's like a heaviness over this world at this hour. And man was created to be the eternal companion of God. And do you see where I'm going with this? Everything with this pandemic worldwide, everything that's going on now with social distancing, everything that we hear going on is pointing us to the fact that this is a divine setup. We were created in the beginning to be eternal companions of God. And quoting from Psalm 8, it says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? That thou hast made him but a shadow, a shade, lower than God, and crowned him with glory and honor." That's enough to make a church shout, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, that's incredible. That was the original man, the first man. He was made as nearly like God as God could create a being. Mankind is an eternal being. This is the word that we have to stand on in times like these. Standing on God's word is what 4-minute church is all about. We have got to destroy the cause of the friction in our lives at this hour and every area of our lives is disheveled. It's disorganized. It's coming apart. It's chaos. But we have got to understand that we don't need a law, or we don't need any strange things coming at us now. We need the solid rock and the solid presentation of Scripture. We've got to understand man was created to be an eternal companion of God, and that the original man, the first man, was made as close to God as God could have possibly made. And so we are eternal beings, and we can understand that we're in God's class. He was created, Adam, so he could receive the nature of God and become God's actual child. That's who we are, brother and sister. Now you can see with me the genius of Genesis and the genius of God.